True story. The Nenets live in northern Russia. They are a nomadic people who travel across vast plains of frozen land and water with their herds of reindeer.
The Nenets, the reindeer people.
It's the end of winter. The temperature is minus 40 degrees centigrade. It is midday, but the sun is only starting to rise. Pavlik is a young man who herds reindeer and gathers wood.
Wood is difficult to find. We must not burn too much.
Pavlik's family, his wife, his children, aunts and cousins too, all live in a tent called a chum.
Stop tickling me, Igorek!
Animal skins and furs, the stove and the wooden floor keep the chum warm. The temperature is 10 degrees inside.
This reindeer stew is good. Mom, can I have some milk and biscuits?
Have an apple with your milk instead. It's the last one. When the Nenets go outside, they wear thick coats made from reindeer furs and leather boots.
I'm going to help Dad. Your hood has come off.
I'll sew it back on with some reindeer sinew. It's freezing outside. The adults do chores and the children play. Igorek helps his father repair the sledge.
Dad, why can't we buy a snowmobile?
A snowmobile needs petrol. It's not ecological.
Can we go fishing tomorrow?
No, the ice is too thick. But we could go and hunt hare with your cousins, if you like.
Later, Igorek plays football and has fun with some members of the family.
Come on, Mom!
Pass me the ball! I'm practicing for the World Cup!
While the family is playing football, Pavlik is with the other men. Traditionally, it is the men's job to herd reindeer.
Our way of life depends on these animals. We sell their skins and antlers for money.
The reindeer scrape the snow with their hooves to find their main source of food, lichen. Pavlik decides to catch a male reindeer.
We will eat the meat and use the skin to make new clothes.
Like many Nenets, Pavlik is excellent at lassoing. The men take the reindeer back to the camp.
We have been here for 3 weeks now. The reindeer have eaten all the lichen. We must go to new lichen pastures, where they can graze.
Back at camp, it's time to kill the reindeer and cut it up. Some pieces, such as the liver, are eaten straight away, raw.
Yuck! I hate raw liver. It's good for you, unlike the sugar and biscuits that you love to eat.
At the end of the day, everyone sits together in the chum. Outside, there's a snowstorm. This is your last winter with us, before you go to school like your sister.
From now on, we'll only be together during the summer holidays. What if I don't like school?
I loved school, but I feel freer outside with nature.
The next day, the Nenets take down the chums.
In summer, we move around more. Our nomadic lifestyle gets harder as you get older.
They have to sort the poles, the animal skins, the stove, and all the equipment.
3 weeks here, 2 weeks there. We take down the tents at least 20 times a year.
They load everything onto sledges.
Be careful, Igorek. Don't hurt anyone with the tent poles.
The men round up the animals. The dogs help them.
Ho, 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 hey!
The women drive the sledge trains. Each year, at the end of winter, the nenets go north, where it is colder, to find new grazing pastures for the reindeer. A migration can last days and nights. In one year, the nenets travel 1,200 kilometres. Finally, the nenets find new pasture with lichen. Quick! Get the stove to warm up the tent.
Tonight, I'm the lookout. Wolves can attack our reindeer.
On their journey north, the nenets stop at one of the rare villages in the region.
Hello, Ivan. We haven't seen you this winter. Have you just arrived?
No, we are just leaving. See you next autumn.
In the general store...
I need batteries for my console.
Okay, but that's not the priority. We need flour, tea, milk, sugar. Further along their migration route, the nenets discover new drilling fields.
Another drilling field to extract gas to send to Europe.
The gas pipeline crosses our land, and drilling pollutes the pastures.
What can we do? Our ancestors have lived on these lands for more than 1,000 years.
Later, at the start of summer, the nenets watch the sky.
Look, it's them!
It's the end of the school year. A helicopter brings the older children home from boarding school.
Edane, my sister!
Oh.
Hi, Igorek. It's so good to see you.
Everyone loves the summer holidays. Some young people no longer want our nomadic way of life.
I worry about my daughter.
Summer days are very long. The families live outside.
Edane, what's that book?
The hero is a boy called Harry Potter. It's great.
Sometimes the women and children gather wild berries.
I love cranberries. I'll make a tart.
If there are any left. Other people prefer to go fishing.
I've got a fish.
Well done, son.
In the evening, there's a lasso competition.
Edane, you are still the best.
The holidays pass quickly. It's autumn and time to go back to boarding school. Aboard the helicopter, the older children reassure the younger ones.
Is it far?
No, we're almost at Novi Urengoy, where the school is.
When will we see Mum and Dad again?
They are heading further south. Don't worry, we'll see them next summer. The weeks pass and Igorek gradually gets used to boarding school.
Today we are going to start Russian. Before, I spoke the language of our people, Nenets. Now I'm learning Russian, the language of our country.
One evening...
Your model chum is really cool.
I based it on my family's chum.
A few years later, the students are preparing the school show before the summer holidays. Igorek's sister, Edane, is leaving school this year.
Your chum is fantastic, Igorek. You're an artist.
So this is your final school term, Edane?
Yes. My boyfriend and I have decided to go back and live with my parents. It will be difficult, but I don't want to live and work in a town. I want to protect the land of our ancestors.
The end.